Okay, good morning, everybody. It's the seventh day of Tishrei, the seventh day of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the 25th of September. And we're up to the fourth letter, Dalet, from Mizmor Kuf Yud Tes, which is a continuation of what we had previously, of Lamdeni Chukecha, of Hashem being the one to teach us Torah, and that giving us an experience of Hashem's presence, even as we learn. And what we're going to see in Dalet, it has to be, I guess, understood against the context of the Torah learning process. And on the one hand, we say, Lo b'shamayim hi, that the Torah is something that we're responsible for. A person has to commit themselves. Rashi in this week's Parsha, on the end of the Parsha, Moshe tells the Jewish people, Simu levavchem, that they should direct their hearts to all of the Divrei Hashira, to Hazinu, but in a broader sense, the Torah. And Rashi comments that a person has an obligation to immerse himself or herself, Einayim, Vosnayim, Valev, really focus on Torah. So there's no doubt that there's a very substantial personal responsibility and investment that needs to be made with respect to attaching oneself to Torah. And yet what we have here in Oz Dalet is multiple formulations of asking God to help us along in that process. For example, in the second pasuk, Durachai Siparti Vataneni, Hashem has answered me, Lamdeni Chukecha, Hashem be my teacher. Derech Pikudecha Havineni, make me understand the ways of your Pikudim, of your mitzvos, Ve'asicha Beneflosacha, so that I can speak of the wondrous depth that is to be discovered there. Derech sheker haser mi meni, God, remove false paths from in front of me, v'tarascha chaneni, and in your grace, in your generosity, chaneni from the language of chinam, so provide Torah to me. So here again, and one last example, the eighth and final pasuk in the couplet, derech mitzvosecha arutz, I will run along the path of your mitzvos, but ki terchiv libi, as you expand my heart so that I can have a deeper understanding of your mitzvos, so that I can have a greater appreciation of your mitzvos, so that I can have, again, an appreciation of the depth of mitzvos. So again, four of the eight psukim here, we have a reflection that David is making on Hashem as Melamed Torah La'amal Yisrael, as the teacher, as the one who's giving Torah in grace, v'sarascha chaneni, the one that's providing understanding, havineni. And so I think that this is the dialectic. On the one hand, lo b'shamayim hi, it's our responsibility. There's a famous Gemara in Masechta Tmura that after Moshe Rabbeinu died, there were thousands of halachos that were forgotten, and the Jewish people said to Yoshua, you know, daven that the Torah should be restored, and his response was, you know, lo b'shamayim hi, it's just not the way that it works. The way that it works is that we're responsible for Torah. We're the ones who ultimately have to be the ones to, you know, learn Torah. And if we fumble the ball, so we're going to have to get into the pile and recover it. On the other hand, once a person is making all of the effort that they possibly can, there's legitimacy to the request, as we do every day in Birchos HaTorah, V'harevna Hashem Elokeinu Esdivei Sarascha, Hashem should make the process one that's pleasant and enjoyable. And we should ask Hashem to help us understand the Torah, the famous tefillah of the Chunya Ben Akana, when he would enter the Beis Medrash and when he would leave the Beis Medrash, thanking God for the opportunity to study Torah and asking God for a bit of assistance when it came to effectuating and executing the Torah learning process. So this is also part of that, that we have here, is thanking Hashem for the opportunity, taking it very seriously, embracing that responsibility, and it is a responsibility, but asking God, derech mitzvosecha arutz ki terchiv libi, to help expand our hearts, Torascha chaneni, that God should bestow Torah upon us, Lamdeni chukecha, derech pikudecha habineni, grant us the understanding to appreciate Torah in its fullest sense. And this is something that no matter where a person is in the level of learning, whether in the very initial phases of the process, or they're seasoned learners of many decades, this is something that everybody can relate to. Ba'asher hu sham, wherever they are in their learning, the need for divine assistance in the process, in the halachic process, in terms of defining the correct approach, determining an appropriate halachic response, but also to appreciate all of the nuances of Torah, to see the great portrait of Torah whole, and to see it in all of its component parts, this is something that's surely worth davening over. And in that sense, it's important to remember the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Ula'avdo b'cholavavcham, Ula'avdo zotfilo, Ula'avdo zotorah. It's part of the same mitzvah. Perhaps Ula'avdo reaches its apotheosis, its most direct form, when we serve God by davening to Hashem, that we should be better able to serve God by learning His Torah. The ultimate convergence of Tefillah and Torah, and perhaps that's why we start our Shemona Esrei with that bracha, Tachonin Ladam Das, again from that language of Choneni, of bestowing it with grace. Lamed Lenosh Bina Choneni Meit Chadeya Bina V'Haskel Baruch Ata Hashem Chonin Hadas. That's where we begin the Bakashus of our Shemona Esrei, with a deeper and fuller appreciation of Hashem's Torah. Everybody should have a wonderful day.